WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. On Capitol Hill, no signs of a solution to the government shutdown, and nerves appear to be frayed.
You're a complete and total embarrassment right now.
Why is that? Because you don't want to answer the question?
The governor of Illinois says he's being kept in the dark about the Fed's plans for Chicago. CBS's Adam Yamaguchi is in Portland. A court has lifted a lower court's order blocking a deployment there.
What this means for the troops in Oregon at this moment, they can continue to train as they are reported to have been doing over the last week or so. They simply cannot be deployed by the president to Portland.
Former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty today to lying to Congress 5 years ago. The judge set a January 5th trial date. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
These charges are pretty simplistic, which is what the judge noted, which is why we are off to the races in terms of setting a trial date.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Plans for a big Microsoft data center in Caledonia have been scrapped. The company says today the reason is local opposition. Microsoft says they're still interested in investing in southeastern Wisconsin and that they might choose a new spot in Caledonia or somewhere else in Racine County. Officials in Caledonia were set to vote on rezoning farmland for that project next week. Microsoft is moving ahead with their second data center in Mount Pleasant, where the community hasn't raised many objections. That's on land originally set aside for Foxconn. People in Caledonia had voiced concerns about the impact on farmland and local resources. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee County Supervisor Deanna Alexander failed to file campaign finance reports over nearly 2 years, despite multiple warnings. Alexander, who also ran unsuccessfully for state assembly last year, says she forgot due to personal issues. Those necessary reports reveal who supports candidates financially and how money is spent. FEMA is bringing relief right into local neighborhoods this week. After the historic flooding, disaster survivor teams will be set up at locations around Milwaukee County to help residents apply for aid. The temporary sites include the South Milwaukee Fire Department, Eastbrook Church, and the Cog Center. Staff will be able to help with applications, answer questions, and point people towards other resources. The deadline to apply for disaster aid is November 12th. Milwaukee's newest push to crack down on reckless driving is now in the hands of state lawmakers. Senate Bill 375 would allow the city to put up 75 red light and speed cameras at major crash sites. The Senate Transportation Committee must now decide whether to send the bill to the full Senate for debate. If it passes, Milwaukee would be the first city in Wisconsin allowed to use traffic cameras. And that's the local update. It's all news, all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
A bumpy road in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game 3 of the NLDS, off to a rough start for the Brewers. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester giving up 3 runs, including a home run to the Cubs' Michael Busch, just in the first inning. Priester pulled after throwing 39 pitches, followed by Nick Mears with another 13, including a wild pitch. Jose Quintana later brought in his first appearance in a game since September 15th, the Cubs out to an early 4-2 lead over Milwaukee at Wrigley Field. A full recap coming up later tonight after the game. NFL, the Packers practicing in pads in Green Bay today, getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday afternoon at 3:25. The Bengals trading for Joe Flacco from the Browns to take over in Cincinnati. Head coach Zach Taylor says he intends to start Flacco at quarterback. The Bengals trying to snap a 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
World, national, local, and state news with sports, traffic, weather, and money news. All news, all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow. Nice day with highs in the low 60s. A slight shower chance for Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs into the upper 60s. More 60s this weekend. Currently 57 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
If you're a Windows 10 user, tune in next time as we'll talk about the potential end for support, and we're giving away tickets to No Packers, No Life, the new Packers movie, next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Fluffernutter Day, everybody. It is National Fluffernutter Day, and I just thought that would be something good to open with. I will elaborate, and I will tell you what a fluffernutter is at some point in the next few minutes. So you'll want to hear that, because it affects and inspired tonight's question of the night. Great to have you with me. It is a little bit of a chilly Wednesday night here in downtown Green Bay, but beautiful weather all over Wisconsin, as I understand it. And I hope you had a great day. Whatever you did today, join us now and take the stress of the day off your plate. Let's just talk about movies, music, comedy, Wisconsin, TV, you name it. We're going to talk about it tonight. We'll talk a little Cubs and Brewers too. I assume Conrad, that people that are listening to this show right now and not watching or listening to the game would like updates.
Okay.
But if they're fanatics, and that is a real word, they're probably watching the game, but they might, if they're not, if they're like, well, we'd rather have a few laughs with Pete and Conrad's banter, you know, maybe they would just appreciate an update. That's all I'm saying. So what are we looking at right now?
It's 4-2 at the top of the sixth. The Brewers are losing right now.
Okay. And as a Brewer fan, what is your, I assume you're following the game on some level. What is your inclination telling you in regard to their... the vibe tonight, if you will.
Honestly, it feels close, but it's just our starting pitcher didn't have a hot start because he gave up 4 runs in the first inning. So
your pitchers have given up runs in the first inning all series.
Yeah,
doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, I guess the bats just aren't as hot. They're still going, just not as hot.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll keep you guys posted, but we love that you're here with us, too. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I have 2 great guests, a fun question, and some good talking points for the show. Tonight, recently, I read this article about a woman. I have her name. What was her name? She lived to be 117 years old. Her name is... her last name was Banyas. What was it? Maria Banyas lived to be 117. And they did research on her body. She passed away last year, and they did all this research about her health and why they think she lived so long. And I don't mean to be ageist, Conrad, but 117 is old.
I would say that's get up there.
You're not restocking shelves at the Mart when you're 117. You're not driving a truck, as they say. That's old, but she had a very young internal body, I guess, because she was so healthy and lived so long. So that inspired me. I thought, I got to call my friend Sherry Stoka. She is a nutritionist and dietitian and founded Wayless MD outside of Milwaukee, and they do great work there helping people get in shape and pick out a plan that works for them.
And I thought, hey, I would love to have you on and discuss why this woman lived so long and what her secret is. And we'll discuss that with Sherry at 6:35, among other healthy tips you'll get every time Sherry is here. She's always a blast to have on the show. And then we are running the gamut, folks. A little fantasy football talk in hour number two. How does that tickle your fancy? The great Pete Von Doren will be here. Doesn't it sound like he should be great? Peter Van, when you have three names like that and Van is in the middle, it sounds like Kramer was Dr. Martin Van Nostrand. That was his alias he always used to use. So Peter Van Doren, I love that name. It's a guy who knows about fantasy sports, even though he's based in reality. So Pete will be here in studio. We'll talk about fantasy football. I am a very casual user of fantasy football. At best, I dipped my toe in. The most I was ever in was three leagues. I don't think I checked my roster once. And yet I've won twice purely by luck over the last 15 years. This year, I'm only in one league. But if it's something you haven't done, Pete might have some good information for you. Or if it's something you do, you know, you might pick up a tip or, here or there from Pete as well. Conrad, I'm sure we'll be in on that conversation as well. How many leagues are you in this year?
Six that I really keep track of.
And then a couple other that are just kind of for fun.
A couple others that I just wanted to draft in the beginning of football because I was antsy.
But what does that mean? Then you just don't check? You don't care?
Well, no, I do a quick lineup change at the beginning of the week. You can do that on ESPN, and then I don't look at it again until next week.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you and Pete can have a nice talk, and I'm going to kick back and have a cup of coffee and watch you guys. I am curious. I want to know what he has to say because I could probably put a little more effort. I know it drives my son crazy that I don't try harder. And it's not that I'm not interested in it. I do like fantasy football. It's like the last thing in my priority list. So if I'm struggling or not getting something else done, fantasy football is the first thing to go, unfortunately. But maybe Pete will motivate us. So Sherry Stoka, 6:35. Peter Van Doren at 7:20 in studio, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we'll get a window pick out of Pete, huh?
Here we go.
Check out our window picks, folks. If you go to Facebook, we post Nightlight Window Love every night. Window fun. We find some unsuspecting sap out on Washington Street. I'm kidding. Everybody's been great. I've had two turndowns when I've asked people if I could take their picture and put them in the window and then post it on Facebook. And they were one after the other. It was like, and those are the only two that said no. And it was in the same night. It was bizarre. So anyway, Pete is a very tall. What do you think, Pete? He's a tall dude.
Yeah.
You think he's 6.5 bills?
Yeah, definitely.
At least 6'6"?
I feel like 6.5 bills, yeah.
You think you could take him?
In regards to what?
You don't
fantasy
know what
football?
Conrad's such a nice guy. He doesn't even want to go there. See, you're stocky. You got that muscle. But Pete's tall, and Pete's no slouch himself. I think he was in the military.
Yeah.
So.
I could take him in fantasy football, I think.
Okay. You probably could. But then again, he's our expert, so let's defer to Pete. He's our fantasy football expert, for tonight at least. So actually, folks, I led the show off by saying this is National, I have to look at the word again, Fluffer Nutter Day. I thought that sounded kind of obscene. It's a lot of letters and word combinations in there, letter combinations that make it sound kind of strange. It's actually a sandwich. It's a peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich that is kind of big on the East Coast, I guess. And I know I've heard about it over the years. I've heard that term, fluffernutter. Make me a fluffernutter. But I never knew really what it was. But I looked it up last night. And that inspired tonight's Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What, in honor of National Fluffer Nutter Day, what is a food you've never tried but would like to? What is a food you've never tried but would like to? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know, or you can text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream at YouTube, Facebook, or X, you can drop us a stream comment. And if you're on any of those platforms, feel free to give us a like or a follow. I'll go first. Do you have one ready?
I do.
All right. Why don't you go first, Con?
Well, I actually have two.
I do, too.
Okay.
Look at that.
Yeah. The first is Beef Wellington. I've never tried that, and it looks interesting.
Huh.
I think I'd want to try a Gordon Ramsay one.
I don't know if I've ever had that either, come to think of it. Beef Wellington.
It's like beef wrapped in like bread or something like that, and there's lots of onions on it. I don't know the full details of it, but it looks tasty.
Is it like a cocktail weenie and jello? Is it the same type of dynamic going on there?
If you ever look up a picture of a beef Wellington, it's huge.
Okay.
And then the next one is a spag omelet.
You don't need to eat that. We had t-shirts made for the spag omelet. That was the line that Eric Price ad-libbed in The Godfather of Green Bay. Go to Bart Starr's restaurant and get a spag omelet. Half spaghetti, half omelet. It's awesome.
You know, I was curious, so I looked up what a spag omelet actually is. If you
did you find something?
What it is it's like a mixture of leftovers made into like, not like a hot dish where it's like a casserole kind of thing, but it's like an omelet kind of structure. And it looks, instead of egg, it's it looks like spaghetti noodles in that form. I don't know how to explain.
But it's not spaghetti noodles?
No, it is.
Oh, it is.
But like,
okay,
there's leftover stuff in it.
Wow. It sounds like hangover gross.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
And I'm sure that's where Eric came up with it. So I am looking at Beef Wellington here. It does look delectable. The beef looks good. And obviously it was created by Steve Wellington, who tripped one day and dropped his beef in a thing of bread. And he came up with Beef Wellington. All right. So Conrad says Beef Wellington and a spag omelet. I'm going to say caviar. I've never had caviar. I'm not really a caviar kind of guy, but I've been to enough parties that were kind of swanky and they offered it. And I never took it. And I don't know why. Because that used to be the go-to food when you were talking about rich people food. And is it whale eggs or octopus eggs?
Fish eggs.
It just never appealed to me.
And thinking about it just doesn't. Why is it so sought after? Is it fish eggs?
Yeah, I'll have a Kurter burger with a side of caviar.
okay.
The other thing is a fluffernutter. I actually think that sounds pretty good. Marshmallow and peanut butter.
It is.
You've had one.
I've had it, yeah.
Where'd you get it? You eat it around here?
I just made it myself.
You made a fluffernutter in the home?
Yeah.
What did you do? Is it marshmallows like out of a can or a jar that you squeeze or something?
Have you ever had that like the marshmallow like paste kind of thing?
Like, yeah, probably.
Freaking like, it's like in a peanut butter can pretty much.
Okay.
And you just put it on each side. And I went a step further and put bananas in it too.
Now that sounds very good, actually.
It was dynamite, but.
Wow.
I don't think I'll ever have one because I looked at the facts, you know.
It's not good for you. I mean,
I'd rather just have a PB&J and just call it a day.
PB&J and hit the rack. all right. So there you go, folks. Let us know, what is a food you've always wanted to try but just haven't yet? I'm very curious to see what people come up with. I got to tell you what is really driving me crazy lately. I went to get moisturizer last night. I was at Walmart in Marinette, and I needed moisturizer. The Walmart in Marinette has locked up the moisturizer. Not even like the designer moisturizer like my wife buys. I get like $6 a bottle moisturizer with some SPF. Locked up last night at Walmart at 9:30 at night. Are people stealing Equate facial moisturizer? Well, they must be. Everything was locked up. Face wash. But there's stuff that's like much more valuable just out there on the shelves. I don't understand that. If any of our listeners, if there are any couch potatoes out there that are Walmart employees, please tell me why they are locking up the cheap moisturizer. It wasn't even worth it. I'm like, I'm not going to get a store employee to unlock. I just wanted to get home. I'd gone there straight from here. And I went to the gym, and I wanted to go home. So I have no moisturizer today because Walmart locks it up, and I lost my patience. Do you moisturize, Conrad?
Yeah.
Do you?
A little bit here and there.
Yeah. I do it every day. I didn't today. I use my wife's. I use the good stuff today. But I found that strange. Is that a problem in America? Are people ripping off cheap moisturizer? All right. Guess I'm on an island here. Okay, so Sherry Stoka is coming up at 6:35. Peter Van Doren with some fantasy football talk at 7:20. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you another thing that really irritates me, and it involves GPS. We'll do that next. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 540 WAUK.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. A fun, fun, fun till our daddy takes the T-Bird away Wednesday night here. Great to have you with me. We are talking about the Fluffernutter. That's our question of the night, folks. It's National Fluffernutter Day. What is a food you've never tried but would like to? So, are you giving me like the steel sign? Or are you telling me there's the phone call's not there anymore? We had a drop call. Call back, please, caller. We hate missing calls here. I have to tell you, this drove me crazy. And I wrote a note, and I kind of forgot about this because the last time I was in Madison, I was on the west side. I had no idea where I was. And I'm using my GPS in the car, and it says, turn southwest out of the parking lot. That's ridiculous. I don't know where I am. I don't know which direction is south or west. I'm not like one of those people who can read the coordinates of the sun and tell where I am. It's like, I just want to get back to the highway. So, who do I complain to about that?
I don't know.
And the best thing to do is, like, if your GPS steers you wrong, as it does sometimes, just pull out onto the road, and then it'll tell. And then when you know what road you're on, but the parking lots are crazy. Turn southeast. Okay. No idea. Hey, we have a winner, folks, to the Go for the Green and Gold Civic Media Multistate Text to Win Contest. It's Dennis from Minocqua. He listens to Civic Media on WCQM. He is the grand prize winner. That's exciting. And you know what? He's gonna rake it in on that gas money because that's like a 2-hour drive, 3-hour drive from GB? Yeah. So he really cleaned up there. Congratulations, Dennis. And thank you, everybody, for playing. That was such a fun contest. We'll do it again soon. The other thing is the Uber. You sent me this, and I had literally just seen it. I was going to do a Hollywood beat about it, but some guy set the fire in Pacific Palisades. That, what do you think a sentence like that should be? Like, I don't know if they determine, like, will he end up, I don't know, did he end up killing somebody because of that or just ruining homes? Like, what? It'll be interesting to see what they do and what kind of sentence you get from that. Like, millions and millions of dollars in damage, people's lost homes and memories. Is that a life in prison situation?
I mean, you kind of think about it. Isn't that kind of arson?
Well, it's totally arson. I mean, absolutely. Yeah, but I mean, definitely. Like, I just wonder how stiff, if this guy gets like 5 years of probation, hey, don't do that again. It's not going to be that, but I mean.
Yeah, it should be something.
Something. I'm not a death penalty guy anyway, but like that should be. You purposefully set a fire that takes out an entire neighborhoods. That should be a question of the night, Conrad.
20 years?
20 years? Yeah, maybe more. I mean, the guy's obviously nuts. Who does that?
Yeah.
I'm going to set a fire and ruin people's lives.
How many homes were lost is just wild.
I mean, Pacific Palisades is huge, and that's where the Will Rogers Park was that I was talking about the other night on the show that we used to take our kids to all the time. The Will Rogers Museum was there. That's gone. Just horrible. So that'll be interesting. I wonder what somebody would get, like what kind of punishment for that. So there you go. All right, we are going to read some text here. We got our social media responses. We post our question of the day every day on Facebook, folks, so you can find the question there. If you can't listen to the show, we'll still read it. Conrad leading things off, Beef Wellington. I did not put my response on social media today. I don't know why I didn't do that. Daniel Wheeler, Danny Wheel says, it's a toss-up between caviar and human. Okay. Let's maybe start a file on Daniel, FBI, if you're listening. That's a great answer. Mike Desitel says, sounds like a Pornhub job description. That's what I thought, Mike. I thought it sounded kind of obscene. Eric on Facebook says, oh, I know what this is. We just talked about this last week. Surstromming? That's the guy that ate something and puked and couldn't wash it out of his system.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to try that.
He says, so I can cross it off my culinary bucket list, and because it would probably be funny making a video where the smell of something like that gives me the dry heaves. Yeah, I think Eric watched that same video. My pal Vince Maranto says, I've actually never tried a fluffernutter. Me either, Vince. That's what I said. That's one of my two foods, the fluffernutter. So I'm totally with you. A great movie opening up this week, too, folks. Roofman. Starring Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst. And this is based on a true story. A war veteran rips off McDonald's by going in through the roof. And it's getting very good reviews. All the big openings this weekend on the big screen are getting good reviews. So I might go to two or three movies this weekend if we get them all in Marinette anyway. But that one sounds like a really good one. I was excited about that. Going to the stream, Sydney Politics says, foodie would like to try but hasn't yet, a hachapuri. A hachapuri. It's a Georgian dish that is a cheese-filled bread with an egg on it. Please look it up.
That sounds amazing.
Look at Sydney giving us homework. Georgian meaning America, or is that like a Russian thing? I don't know. Probably Georgia. It sounds like a southern kind of thing. Sydney also says, I beat Dave to the comment stream. Yes, you did, Sydney. Very friendly rivalry with the emoji to follow. I love it. In just a few minutes, folks, Sherry Stokoe will be here. She's a nutritionist and a dietitian and the founder of Weightless MD, who will join us here at 6:35. We're going to talk about how one woman lived to be 117, and Sherry has lots of other great health tips. Always so much fun to talk to. So we'll have Sherry on over the stream. Peter Van Doren talking fantasy football at 7:20. Changing up the subjects tonight, folks. We're going to cover a few different bases. In the 217 says, I want to try peanut butter soup.
Interesting.
I bet that's good. Like, I love like spicy peanut noodles, like Thai.
Yeah,
I bet there's a really good soup like that. That's Ensa from Madison sent that text. All right, We're coming back. We'll read your text. We're having a lot of fun here. Great to have you here, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We'll be back after the news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 540 WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While that particular place is no longer being considered, Microsoft says they still might find another place in Caledonia for a data center. The company announced today it's pulling back plans for a Caledonia data center after hearing strong pushback from people living in the area. The company is keeping the door open for other sites in Caledonia or Racine County. Village leaders had been considering rezoning 244 acres for the data center. Microsoft's other data center plans are moving forward in Mount Pleasant. There's a protest action planned in Milwaukee today over federal enforcement efforts in Chicago and in Illinois. Protesters are set to rally at 5:30 in Cathedral Square, saying the arrival of the Texas National Guard in Chicago is going too far. Organizers of the event, which includes Voces de la Frontera, say they aren't happy about immigration efforts in the land of Lincoln. The effort will be taking place at the same time the Brewers will be playing the Cubs. The fight to bring red light cameras to Milwaukee isn't over yet. State lawmakers now have to decide whether to move the idea forward. The proposal would let the city install up to 75 cameras at dangerous intersections and send tickets to drivers who speed or run red lights. The bill still has to clear a Senate committee before going to the full legislature for a vote. You may see some firefighters on your doorbell camera. Milwaukee fire crews are spending Fire Prevention Week installing free smoke detectors across city neighborhoods. Crews are going door to door in 8 blocks of the city yesterday, with more homes getting doorbells rung this week. And Brewers fans not going to Chicago for Game 3 don't have to miss out on the high fives. There will be a free outdoor watch party for the playoff baseball game at Davidson Park in Milwaukee. Fans will have a huge screen for viewing the game, local food vendors, music, and visits from Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most movies have a climax. When it comes to When Harry Met Sally, there were actually two climaxes in the film, one of which was iconic and still talked about today. Rob Reiner was the director of the film and recently referenced the scene where Meg Ryan pretended to have the big O in the middle of a deli while sitting opposite Billy Crystal. The director says it was very awkward directing the scene in front of his mother. You might be asking, why did he invite her to the set that particular day? It's because Estelle Reiner is the woman who leans over and says, "I'll have what she's having." Couldn't have been that awkward. Despite getting good reviews in his new film, The Smashing Machine, Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he feels bad. The film did not perform well at the box office, but Johnson still says he is grateful for those who went to see it. I'm curious to see his performance because critics say he was really good. Just a bit of advice, though, if you want to be taken seriously as an actor, maybe ditch the Rock part of your wrestling moniker. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's all real news all morning, weekdays 6 to 9, with great conversation all day on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, nice day with highs in the low 60s. A slight shower chance for Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs into the upper 60s. More 60s this weekend, currently 57 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW Law Professor Josh Braver, an expert in civil-military relations. We discuss the growing National Guard deployments across our country. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Well, this is Nightlight. Tyler on the text line, he's in the 608, says the Culver's Curter Burger, refer to my poem from last night's question of the night. Yeah, that's not on my list of things to try. And then we've got, here's Jameson in the 814 says a peanut butter and pickle sandwich sounds terrible, but is the best combo. All right. You pregnant, Jameson? That sounds like one of those crazy combinations. Tonight's question, folks, what is a food you haven't tried yet that you've always wanted to? It's National Fluffer Nutter Day. Conrad's tried one. I have not. That's on my list, as is caviar. But right now, let's turn this. This kind of goes hand in hand with our first guest because she is a dietitian and a nutritionist and also the founder of Wayless MD just outside the great city of Milwaukee. And we'd love to talk to her about all things health. She joins us now on the stream, Sherry Stoka. Hey, Sherry.
Hello. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You can see I have my friend with me.
Who is this friend?
This is Gigi.
Okay.
She's my little mini Dalmatian.
Oh, very cute. Is it a puppy?
No, she's going to be four next week. She's just small. So. Okay. You know, they have minis now of everything, and I just happen to get a small Dalmatian.
I know I'm asking this. I know what the answer is going to be, but do you feed your dog as nutritiously as you feed your family or yourself?
I totally do. I'm like totally crazy. I actually just ordered something for her like dental care, and I received it today, looked at the ingredients, put it back in the bag, and submitted return. Like, I'm like, this is craziness. So yeah, I do.
Why? What was it? Like high fructose corn syrup or something? What was in it?
No, there was parabens, which are like known to be like endocrine disruptors that just like destroy metabolism. And then were also preservatives in it.
Yikes. And I think I know where you're going to weigh in on this too, but I wanted to ask you, our question last night was, how do you feel about the Curter Burger? You know, here in Wisconsin, Culver's kind of rules, and Culver's is great. They have this Curter Burger. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I've heard of Culver's and I know that they're famous for their burgers,
yeah.
But I've never really dove deep into like the ingredients and the nutrients, macronutrients and things like that.
All right. So here's what happened. Culver's put out joke of a burger that had a big flat patty of a cheese curd in one big flat patty on top of a huge burger. And they called it the Curter Burger, and people went to Culver's and found out it was a joke and they were irate. So Culver's said, we better make the Curter Burger a real thing. So they did. And now people, you know, I would say about half and half was our response last night. We got half the people that said it's the best thing ever, and half people said, I don't even want to see it. But you should Google it. I would love to know. I kind of know.
Well, what would you want to know? Because I already would be able to respond.
Yeah, I haven't tried it either. I just have seen the pictures.
Oh, you mean just the taste of it. I mean, anytime you mix, like, terrible fats, dairy, meat, you know it's going to taste good. You know, they put oils in there. Yeah.
Like, you eat really well. I mean, do you ever have, like, in your moments of weakness, if you have them, what do you eat? Do you binge and you say, what the hell, I'm getting nachos bel grande? Or do you go, I'm going to make a healthier junk food at home?
Exactly. Okay. I make a healthier junk food at home. Nice. I find a way to get, like, my desserts. I find ways to satisfy sugar cravings in a totally healthy way. And that's where it's like, I'm not the norm, I think, for sure, because I work with a lot of dietitians as well, and a lot of dietitians struggle with their weight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always kind of been like, I mean, I have not always, you know, had a healthy diet and things like that, but I've learned over the years. And now, like in my, now as I get older, like I just, yeah, I find different ways to just satisfy like what my body is craving.
Real quick, what would you do? Cause I just gave up. I didn't give up completely, but I'm doing a new thing. Like I always am. And sugar, I want out of my life, specifically processed sugar. But also, what do you do though to eat healthy and satisfy that sugar craving? Is there like a banana? What can we eat that might help us do that?
Well, I have like my famous concoction. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I do, so you can get like really healthy, clean protein powder that has healthy ingredients, and it has like natural sweetener, but they will put maybe a little stevia in there, you know, because protein powders are kind of like the wild, wild west, just like everything else. Like you have to find the right one because otherwise it could be just as damaging as everything else. But a really clean protein powder with I love nut butters. Mm. I love cashew. I love coconut. I don't love almond butter, things like that, but some people do. And then I'll do, like a nut yogurt. And it's like, it's honestly like a dessert. I'll mix it all. I'll blend it. And I'll eat that like either in the morning or I'll eat it like late at night if I really want something sweet. That's kind of like my go-to. But the one quick protein bar that I don't think it's terrible. And just a little bit is like satisfying is the, oh my gosh, now I'm blanking on it. It's the, what is it? It's the egg whites. They call it, I can't believe I'm
blanking
on it. Is it
the company that makes like the peanut butter cups and they're supposed to be low carb? They have like two net carb. Okay.
I don't think so. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm blanking on it, but it's like, they have like, they're known to have like three ingredients in the protein bar, and it does have it has a lot of added sugar, but everything else is really clean. And I'm more about the cleanness of a product versus if I get a little extra sugar, I'm fine with that because I work out a lot, but it's more about the processed stuff, I think, is what's really destroying people.
Yeah. That's good advice. Sherry Stoka is my guest. She is a nutritionist and a dietitian and the founder of Wayless MD. Where can people find out more information about Wayless MD, Sherry, outside of the Google?
Yeah, we have a website. You know, we're all over social media. I do a ton of talks and webinars and radio. Waylessmd.com is our website. And I mean, you know, nowadays you can really just kind of like put it in your search and it's going to lead you to who knows where, you know?
all right. So I explained earlier to listeners, I always want to have you on the show, but this article in particular really got to me about this woman who lived to be 117. Her name is Maria Branyas, or was Maria Branyas. She died last year. I don't think it's ageism if I say that's pretty old. That's a pretty good run. What do you, just off the top of your head, you must, as a nutritionist or dietitian, think, she took care of herself. Oh, she didn't eat this. What did you think? Did you happen to take a look at the article?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
So we could break it down a little bit.
Because you do kind of have to break it down a little bit because it's never one thing, right?
Right.
It's kind of like, how much toxicity are you going to allow in your body? And, you know, when I was reading the article, the first thing that caught my attention is that she was born in San Francisco and she moved to Spain. So yeah. I don't know.
European.
I mean, we all know about European food right. versus American food.
Yeah.
There's no comparison. What we allow in our food system in America is nowhere near what is allowed in European countries. So she had the advantage right off the bat there.
Right. I love what she says. She claims her longevity was due to order, tranquility, good connection with family and friends, contact with nature, emotional stability, no worries, no regrets, lots of positivity, staying away from toxic people. That all sounds great. That's not very scientific, I would say, but I think we could all do better with that. But some of the research team detected signs of aging. They also found that she had genetic characteristics associated with neuroprotection and cardioprotection, as well as low levels of inflammation. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I want to go back to is the things that she said, order tranquility, because I wrote those down like my notes too.
Okay.
Tranquility, emotional stability, no regrets, positivity, avoiding toxic people. We have gotten so far removed from the basics of human health. That is the basics of human health. Mm. Like, people don't realize that every time you are in a situation that stimulates the nervous system, that causes the parasympathetic, sympathetic responses, inflammatory responses, that's just as bad as eating McDonald's every day, you know, not eating at night. All of that takes a toll from a cellular level. And that is how they healed disease back in the day. We're just, as humans in the modern world, are so far removed from that. So, like, if you did those, nobody does this anymore. Just think about it. Go back to it. Nobody does this. We're in a stress state at all times. We're constant, like, social media, forget about it. Like, you know, it's stimulating this stressful situation. We want to be better. We got to meet all of these demands. People that are negative, that are like drama, I mean, those people I feel bad for.
And there are people like that's how they get their dopamine. They and I don't even know if sometimes if they know they're doing it. It's just like a reflex almost.
It 100%.
Yeah. And I agree with what she said. I didn't mean to dismiss it, but I am also like, well, that's hard to do. Like, I don't know what kind of life she had, but yeah, I could sit out in the country. When I sit on my porch in the morning and have coffee, I feel amazing, you know, and then you get into the day, then I got to go to Twitter and track down a friend. And the first thing that comes up is all stuff they know is going to piss me off. So it's like, you can't get away from it, it seems like.
Well, you know, see, I'm not going to go down the spiritual realm with you because, you know, we all have lessons to learn in our lifetime.
Sure.
And sometimes it takes time for us to kind of like collect and gather different things that are going to help ensure that we are living our best life. And, you know, like you and I both, like everyone that's listening to this, we've all endured like extreme stress and you learn from those situations.
Right.
Right. So you learn from those situations, you make it better. Like you start to set boundaries and you move in a direction that doesn't put you in that chronic state of stress at all times. So, you know, it's complicated.
Yeah.
But I absolutely feel like just the little things that we can be doing. It's like, I have a family and I like look at my family and I'm like, this person just sucks my energy. This person gives me peace. Like that's what we should be surrounding ourselves.
Right.
We, you know, what people that, and not only people, but just like foods that make us feel good. Yeah. We're kind of just a little removed from that.
All right. We're going to do a very short break. We'll come back for a few more minutes with Sherry Stoka. I'm going to ask her about inflammation and what the researchers found. And then we'll get into oh my God, I got so much to ask you, Sherry.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. That's good. Is fun. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to waukradio.com to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelf for new favorites.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently on a Maine ballot initiative pushing restrictions on voter ID and mail-in voting. Then mysteriously, on September 30th, 250 unmarked absentee ballots from Ellsworth, Maine showed up in an Amazon package 40 miles away. The plot thickens. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows announced that both Maine authorities and the FBI were investigating. Ellsworth's town clerk received two boxes of mail ballots September 30th and notified the Secretary of State's Election Division that one box was missing 250 unmarked mail-in ballots and that the box's security tape had been altered. 40 miles away, a Newburgh, Maine resident reported receiving an Amazon package which included her order and the missing 250 ballots. The resident brought the ballots to the Newburgh town clerk, who notified the Elections Division at 8 a.m. October 1st. But that day, pictures of the resident's beat-up and retaped Amazon box surfaced on social media, with messages decrying Maine's election integrity. The conservative Maine Wire news blog quoted the resident as saying, "I am greatly concerned for our state and its voting requirements." GOP legislators seized on the missing ballots as proof that question one should be passed. Secretary of State Bellows remarked, "To any bad actor involved, you will be caught and you will be punished." We've linked to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, statewide. Wherever you're tuning in from, it's great to have you tonight. My guest is Sherry Stoka. She is a nutritionist and dietitian and the founder of Weightless MD. Check them out. They will help you lose weight and get healthy. What's that like, Sherry? You must just beam when you have someone come in and they leave 6 months later, a year later, or whatever, and they feel like a totally different person.
I mean, absolutely. I was put on this planet to help, heal, serve, you know, I mean, and a big part of all of it is helping people understand, kind of just sift through just the nonsense and understand the truth of like what is really going on. I think that's like even more so kind of a big passion of mine is putting information out there for people to like take a step back and think like, oh my gosh, yeah, like I need to stop doing what I'm doing because that is hasn't worked for 20 years. And I just were continuously told certain things and we keep doing it. Right. Yeah. So, yeah. So I am very proud of what I've created because, we treat people, the way that they need to be treated. And we're all about healing the body. It's all about healing the body so that the weight loss can be, you know, like long-term.
What, you know, when it came to Maria Branius and the researchers, they said she had a very low level. Well, the two things I'd like to hit on, she had a very low level of inflammation in her body. And I know that you and I have talked in the past about, I never feel better than when I'm fasting. And I can tell how much better I feel because the inflammation goes down. How important to life longevity is low inflammation, and how do you get it? How do you stop inflammation?
Yeah, I mean, well, inflammation is everything. So not every, because you can never say every, but almost every single disease that someone gets, it starts with inflammation, an inflammatory process. Because the inflammation, if you just think about it, if you injure something, you injure like your hand or your arm, and you have like short-term inflammation and the body comes and heals. It is now in this day and age, we have chronic inflammation. So the damage is always there and the immune system's always trying to correct and heal. And so if we're constantly doing things that are sabotaging our health, we are exacerbating kind of that inflammatory response, that inflammatory condition. So if you're more prone to get autoimmunity, if you're more prone to get cancer, if you're more prone to cardiovascular, it's all about the immune system and the inflammatory process, because they work hand in hand. So it's basically like the more inflammation you have, the quicker your disease will manifest.
Wow. And I think the last time we spoke, you said carbs enhance inflammation or certain kinds of carbs? Like, I feel like when I'm on a lower carb, when I'm not eating as many carbs, I feel better too.
Yeah. Well, again, let's go back to the standard American diet.
Yeah.
So if you eat real whole grains, real, like in Spain or in Paris, that is a very different story. But in the United States of America, our carbs are no longer carbs. They're stripped of all the nutrients. They're stripped of the grain. And so they're absolutely inflammatory. So that's why, like in America, we have to be low carb, because you can't really find whole grains anymore unless you're like baking your bread at home and doing all that sort of things. You cannot find good grains anymore.
We've talked about in the past gut health too. And another thing in this article, they said she had ate a lot of yogurt in her life and had very good gut health. I don't eat a lot of dairy, and my wife eats a lot of probiotics and yogurt, and I would love to get the benefits of that. First of all, talk about how important gut health is, and also how do you get those probiotics like this Maria Branius did if you don't eat dairy yogurt?
Well, again, you're not getting any probiotics in the standard American diet, and you're not getting any probiotics in dairy in the United States. Everything is processed. So if you were to go to a farm, and like, so I live in Florida part-time, and I go to a farm and I get their natural yogurt, and it is full of healthy probiotics. Here, it's stripped. It's pasteurized. It's heat-treated. You don't get anything. And so when that article, that's why the article can be somewhat deceiving, because dairy here is terrible. It's awful. And you know, now it's like, oh my gosh, people are probably thinking, oh my gosh, I need to eat Yoplait. I mean, Yoplait is probably one of the worst foods ever, right? Sargento cheese is poison. And so this is kind of like the message, is food was designed to nourish us and keep us healthy, but now it doesn't, because it's a commodity. It's all about the money.
Wow, that's fascinating. And what about, we have about 30 seconds and we have to do the news. Can you stay for a few more minutes after the news?
Absolutely.
Love to ask you about how we get hooked on drugs from doctors and pharmaceutical. I know that's a passion of yours as well. But
yes.
How is this something that people like? Well, let's do the news and we'll come back. I don't want to rush these questions. I'm getting an education here.
I got time.
All right. Fantastic. Sherry Stoka is here. Conrad, I think we need an update. What's going on?
The Brewers, it's 3-4 against the Cubs right now.
The Cubs are winning.
Yep.
Cubs, my Cubs are going to make it a series. Maybe?
There's still time left in the game.
I couldn't care less. All right, we're coming right back, folks. Sherry Stoka is going to stick around for a few more minutes. She's the founder of Wellness, Wayless MD, a great outfit you should definitely check out. And we're going to talk about the pharmaceutical industry a little bit and some more gut health. And I'm going to ask her if she's binge-watching anything, too. We'll do that as well. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We're coming back for Act 2 after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Day 8 of the government shutdown. There is no sign of progress on Capitol Hill, just some heated discussions.
For years, you always lectured about how we need to keep the government open.
You're making a show of this to make yourself relevant.
It's sad. You could easily sign on to this.
You're embarrassing yourself right now. You could sign on to this.
And there are growing concerns among federal workers and others. Sarah Nelson is with the Association of Flight Attendants.
What could be more of a distraction than not getting a paycheck? Right. Not knowing if you're going to be able to keep your family in your home. Not knowing if you're going to be able to buy that insulin that you need to keep your child alive.
And the shutdown is taking a toll on the IRS, as Linda Kenyon reports.
A notice posted on the IRS website says the agency will furlough nearly half its workforce. The IRS previously experienced a workforce reduction due to cuts implemented under the Department of Government Efficiency. Last year, the IRS had some 100,000